I think that talk is really idle. It goes further to traumatize the young girls that have fallen victim of a broken society where they cannot be protected by their families, by society and government. We have had 44% teenage pregnancies during the 2-year lockdown of schools. So whereas the church would like to parade the moral issue of premarital sex, they need to also understand that the debate of premarital sex cannot exist where girls are underage and are not able to take consent legally. Anybody below 18 years cannot engage in premarital sex because they are either defiled or raped. A church should use its moral preaching where wrongs have been done to juveniles to ensure there is restitution and rehabilitation, but not condemnation. That bishop is completely out of order, and we cannot take his moralistic approach, even where the church has failed to protect these girls.
But Sarah, he said, although it is good for parents to support girls who are pregnant, it was not morally upright to allow the victims to sit in class with other children because it will be a bad influence on the children.
You have a double standard in that single statement. These are victims of a broken society, including the church. If the church was effective in the district where that man of God is talking, what are the percentages of teenage pregnancies? If the church was effective in its moral preaching, it should have prevented sin from the evil men that have defiled and raped these girls. Where they have failed, we must collectively as a society accept blame and restitute and rehabilitate these victims of a broken society.
I know his directive sharply contradicts the Ministry of Education's guidelines that says girls who got pregnant or gave birth during the lockdown should be allowed to go to school. But a school or schools funded by the Church of Uganda, doesn't that church have the right to decide who goes to their schools?
I know 60% of schools in Uganda, especially government schools, are church funded. The moral question I would ask this man of God is, how many teachers defile girls in these so-called church-founded schools? We have sexual harassment in these various schools, including Makerere University that is church-founded. So what is the moral debate? We have sexual harassment in churches in Uganda, including reverends and pastors that have been caught defiling and raping girls. What is the moral debate?
What plans do you have about some of these directives that are coming out from church organizations or church-funded schools?
We thank God that Uganda is a secular state where the church has no authority to direct anybody with such double standards in a broken society.